Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, six lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. So we're moving along in Perek Ben Soirer Umayra, discussing the halachos and the mitzios of the Ben Soirer Umayra. It's up to Mishnah. Ben Soirer Umayra, nidoin al shem soifai. The Ben Soirer Umayra, although he gets skila, does not get skila for anything that he did, but rather, he gets skila because of what we anticipate he's going to do. In fact, Chazal said, Yomo zakai va'al yomo schayef. Let this man die now. Let's give him Misas Bezdin while he's a zakai, rather than wait a little bit when he is going to be chayef Misas Bezdin and give it to him then. Now, what does this mean? So we know already, because we're several dafin into the sugya, stating that the braisa that brings out this point is going to be the first gemara that we are going to learn. Zokta Mishnah Vayter, the reason there's an idea of Yomu Zakai Val Yomu Schayiv, Shemisosan Shal Rishoyim, Hano Lehen Vano Loit, because when a Rasha dies, it's good for them and it's good for the world. Now, really, when a Rasha dies, it's not really good for him, but in the spiritual sense, it's good for him, because as long as a Rasha's alive, he's doing Averis. So if you pull the plug on the Rasha, you're actually spearing him more Dina Shal Gehenim. Now, when the Rasha dies, it's certainly good for the world, because as long as the Rasha's in the world, he's bringing bad energy, bad vibes into the world. So when the Rasha dies, it's hano lehem v'hano le'olam. L'tzadikim, misa, however, for the tzadik, ra lohem v'ra le'olam, is bad for them, and it's also bad for the world. Misa is bad for the tzadik, because yofa sha achas, so when the tzaddik leaves this world, it's bad for him. It's also bad for the world. The reason it's bad for the world is because when a tzaddik is alive, so he's megan on the dar, he's meichiach the dar, says Rashi, and as a result, misa for a tzaddik is a bad thing. Yayin v'sheino, on this topic, wine and sleep. So if somebody drinks wine, sometimes he can fall into a little bit of a slumber. Says the Mishnah, L'rishon, for a Rasha, Hanolhem, Hanoloilam. It's good for them and it's good for the world. Why? When a Rasha sleeps, so you can't do Averis. Not just that, it's good for the world, because if the Rasha is not doing Averis, so the world is a little bit calmer. Well, the Tzadikim, as it relates to Yayin Veshena for a Tzadik, Ralohem, the Raloilam. It's bad for them and it's bad for the world. Again, it's bad for them because when they're sleeping, they can't really be Oisik in Torah. And it's bad for the world because if the Tzaddik is not being Oisik b'Toyra, so inevitably the world is losing out a little bit. Pizur, as it relates to separation, L'Rishayim, for Rishayim, Hano Lehem Vano Loilam, it's good for them and it's good for the world. So when Rishayim separate, it's good for them, because when Rishayim are together, the Noisnin Rishus Zelozeh, and bad things happen. So when they're separated, it's good for them, because the bad things are not happening, and by definition, it's going to be good for the world as well. With tzaddikim, pizur for tzaddikim, ra lehem is bad for them, and ra lo'olam is bad for the world, because again, when tzaddikim come together, it's a very good thing. Hence, the pizur is going to be bad for them and bad for the world. Kinos, what about when they come together? So it's the inverse. L'rishoyim, for the rishoyim, ra lehem, ra lo'olam, because they're together, they're doing bad. With tzaddikim, ano lehem, v'ano lo'olam. Sheket, when things are calm. L'rishoyim, for rishoyim, ra lehem, v'ra lo'olam, because when things are calm, you have your A game. When a Rasha has his A game, it's very bad. Let tzaddikim, but for the tzaddik, when he has sheket, hano lehem v'hano le'olam. Zok dehilu gigamar. Tanya, we learned to the brisa. Again, everything that we just saw in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that is going to say the same, albeit a little wordier. Kedar kun shala brisa. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Oymer, Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, v'chim etnei she'ochazet hartim erbasa, v'shosa chatzi lo yayin o'etalki. Because of this, Ben Soirer Umayra, who was a zoilo v'soive. What does it mean he was a zoilo v'soive? It means he ate basar and he drank wine. And not just basar, but a tartimer basar. And not just wine, a chatzilug wine. And not any wine. It has to be yayin o'etalki. But still, Amra Taira, Yatzel, Bezdin, Lisakel, does it make sense that because he did this, he should be chayiv? Skila Elo, the reason we give him skila is skila Taira, Lisayf, Taitu, Shoban, Zayramur. Because the Taira was able to be Yoyred, Lisayf, Taitu, Shoban, Zayramur. The Taira looked into the future. Just so, if you know what the end of this child is going to be, Megamer Nichseyaviv, because although this Brisa doesn't mention it, we know from the Sugyas, the Ben Zayramur is also stealing from his father. What's going to happen is he's going to run out of money to steal from his father, because simply his father's going to run out of money. mevakish lamude, but he's going to be looking for his prey. He's going to want his food, his basar, his yayin. The enei moitzi, he won't be able to find it. The yotze of the prashas rochem, he's going to have no choice, but he's going to go to the intersections, umelastem es abriyos, and he's going to start stealing from people. Here's the punchline. He's going to kill those people. At that point, he's going to be chayim misas bezin, because the reitzeach is chayim misas bezin. Amr Teres, for that reason, the Teres said, yomu zakai, va'al yomu schayv. So this brisa is the longer version of what the Mishnah really said in one line. And then the brisa continues in the same way the Mishnah does. Shem yisasim shal rishom hano lehem hano loyim. Ule tzadikim ra lehem v'ra loyim. Shein v'yayin lo rishom hano lehem hano loyim. Le tzadikim ra lehem v'ra loyim. Sheket le rishom ra lehem v'ra loyim. Ule tzadikim hano lehem hano loyim. Pizor le rishom hano lehem hano loyim. Ule tzadikim ra lehem v'ra loyim. It's interesting because the Sefer is also the Sefer of the Mishnah, yet in the Mishnah it's a little wordier than it is in the brisa. So this is already shaloi kedarkon, shel our relationship between the Mishnah and the brisa. So the ratio of the brisa is a longer version of the ratio of the Mishnah, and the Sefer of the brisa is actually a shorter version of the Sefer of the Mishnah. Regardless, this, believe it or not, concludes the Ben Seirer Umayrer Chelik of Perek Ben Seirer Umayrer. But before we go weiter, two very short ha'aras. The first is a famous kasha, and this kasha is Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi's kasha. It's in the Re'eim on Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Kiseitse. So why do we kill the Ben Seirer Umayrer? The Mishnah said Yomus Zakai Va'al Yomus Chayv, and the Braisna described it somewhat graphically, because what's going to happen is this child is stealing from his parents, and eventually if his father's not going to have money anymore, umevakish limuda, the enei moitze, the yoitze the proshes drachim, umelastem es abriyos, and this is a little bit ikachaser, he's actually going to kill the brios, right? Because melastem just means to steal, but he's going to kill, and it's for that reason Chazal said yomus zakai va'al yomus chay. Freik the re'eim. What would be if this Ben Sermer actually did everything that we're worried he might do? He'd be a Ritzeach, for which he would be Chayav Misas Bezdin. Which Misas Bezdin? Sayef. What do we give him now? We give him Skila. Sefreik de Re'eim. If the reason we're giving him Misas Bezdin is Al-Shem Soifai, well, Al-Shem Soifai is Sayef. So why are we giving him Skila? Give him Sayef. And not just that, Skila we know is Chamura. And because Skila is Chamura, doesn't it make more sense that we should give him Sayef? How did he get upgraded to Skila? Ala Rishonim Anu Mitzarim that we're giving him Misas Bezdin. No, he's nidan al shem soifik. Besedus al shem soifik. Give him now saif. Yomus zakai al yedei saif al yomus chayev al yedei saif. How did he go from saif to skila? So the Re'eim says two terusim. The first terus that the Re'eim says is that we're concerned that maybe this reitzeach will kill on Shabbos, meaning to him Shabbos and mitvach is going to be one and the same, right? He's not going to have any chashivas for Shabbos. So what happens if he kills on Shabbos? Netilas neshama is one of the lametas malachas. He's going to be mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos is chayev skilo. As a result, we're concerned that he's going to be chayev skilo. Thus, yomu zakei al yedei skilo. For the yomu chayev al yedei skilo. It's a little bit of a chiddush. Number one, mechatesi is going to steal on Shabbos, and number two, is that true that if someone kills somebody on Shabbos, he's chayav misas bezdin? Is that a melechus machsheves? Maybe that's mekalkul bechaburah. So you have to look at that in light of Hilchus Shabbos. Reim says another teretz. There are other terutzim that are given by the Rishonim already, but I'll just tell you one ha'ara, and that is the Maral Miprag in his Chumash Gur Aryeh. So he brings the Reim's kasha, and he says a very big chiddush, and that is the yirid loy kasha. And the reason is because the Hazeshu Ben Seirer Umayrer, this person that's a Ben Seirer Umayrer, Goyrim Shayahoyre Kamenafashis. We don't think he's just going to kill one person. We think he's going to kill many people. Ulefichach, and it's for that reason, Hechmira HaTeira Olaf. The Teira was Machmer. And if you go through the Arichos of the Maral says that a Reitzeach is Chayev Sayev. But that's really if you kill once or twice. But if someone kills Bo'ifin Tmidi, Be'etzem Yischayev Skila. Now, he wouldn't get Skila. Meaning, if somebody comes to Bezdin and they're judging him now because he killed 50 people, they're not going to give him Skila, even if he's found guilty for 50. Because we're going to view each one of them individually. And once he's Chayev Sayev, he's Chayev Sayev. There's no din that says he's Chayev Skila. But if you want to understand what the person really needs in order to get a proper kapara, says the Maral, he really needs Skila. And it's for that reason we're concerned that this person's going to kill multiple times means he chayev skila, thus yom zakav, yom chayev, as it relates to skila. I think the obvious tushdal or two shtels to this, Gur Aryeh is number one, Rabbeinu Yonin Shari Tshuva, who says that, you know, even though when it comes to understanding different averus, that there's an asay and there's a lois asay and there's chavi krisos, chavi misas bezdin, but that's only if you do it by kroy ba'alma. Rabbeinu Yonin says that if a person's over an asay again and again and again, it could be more chomer than a lois asay, etc., etc. There's an idea that because of the kamos of the avera, the tmidius of the avera, it actually upgrades the avera. Another tzushtel is the ran in the end of Masechtas Yuma in the sugya of a cholish yesh by sakana with Allah is machil noisi akal akal, and the ran brings from the Maram Rutenberg and the Rishonim, they discuss what would be if you have a chayil sheish by sakana at Shabbos, he needs a piece of meat. And you have two options. You could shecht an animal and give him meat, or you could take a little bit of bus in a vela. So, Pasha, you would say, machila noise akal akal, give him the nevela, don't be machal Shabbos, because nevela is a regular lois asay, whereas chayil Shabbos is a lois asay sheish by misas bezin. But says the Ran, quoting Rishonim, it's not so pashid. The reason it's not so pashid is because Chil Shabbos, you're going to do the Avera one time. As opposed to Nevela, Kol Kezayas or Kezayas, there's going to be another Issa Nevela. The point is that when you do something Ba'ithin Tmidi, even though it's less Chamur, it actually gets upgraded. Right? This is one of Rabbi Yosef Engel's big Mar Mekoymas for Rav HaKamus versus Rav HaEchos. Nevela is Rav HaKamus, whereas Chil Shabbos is Reva Eichos. But this Gur Aryeh is a little maramakim. That a Ritzeh is Chayef Saif. But if you do it again and again and again and again and again, at this point, Saif is not going to be enough for you. At this point, maybe you're going to need more. Right? This is also reminiscent of the smag with regards to Moilech, the Marshav, Ein Oitcha Men Adin, that if someone's noisim mizari la Moilech, skila. But what if he's noisim kol zari, then maybe it's already more. One Ritzicha for that, it's Zayef. Multiple Ritzichas for that already, it's going to be skila. A very nice Maramakam. The other Ha'ara that I think is kedai to mention is, so the Mishnah and the Braisa said, Yayin Vishena. So why for a tzaddik, when he sleeps, is it bad? So Rashi says, because as long as they're awake, so it's very good, they're learning Torah, and they're being megan. But when they're sleeping, they're not oisik b'Torah, and being that they're not oisik b'Torah, so it's ra'lo oilam, because they don't have the ability to protect the generation. So I saw Rav David Yoel Weiss, he's ma'orer, that we know the Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his Hakdama to the Goyin's Pirish on Sifra Ditzniusa, so he talks about the hasogas that the Vilna Goyin used to have while he was sleeping. And he says that one time the Goyin woke up, and he was a little bit disappointed, and the Talmidim tried probing him a little bit. What happened? And he said, because he had these tremendous giluyim on the pasuk Aluzah Banegev, and when he woke up in the morning, he thought about it, and he thought about it before he made Birchas HaTorah, and he forgot it. And it's for that reason he feels bad. Right? This is the Vilna Gaon L'Shitasa who holds on Mahari B'Divrei Torah, Tzarech Levarech, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah when you wake up in the morning. If you have that taiva when you wake up in the morning to think and learn about Birchas HaTorah, the Mechaber says it's fine. The Gaon argues, and the Gaon L'Shitasa was very upset, and then it came back to him. But Reb Chaim Volozhin talks about how the Gaon had incredible hasagas in Torah, b'chalayla v'layla, every single night when he used to sleep. So Frank Rav David Yoyo, like a shmaka ha'ara, he says that yayim v'shena l'tzadikim is ra'lohem v'la'lo oilam. You know what the tzadik's neshama is doing when he's sleeping? It's not shayach, it's b'mesifta derikiyah, it's being neskalatim soydas ha'tayra, that he would never be shayach to. Right, we spoke out from the Imre Bina, that's kadnayim v'shachiv rav amal ha'shmaita, because this is rav, the mekubal, who was only able to come to certain hasagas in his sleep. So why are you saying that it's Ra'al Lehem V'Ra'al Oilam? So he says the answer is, if you go back to that Hakdama, the Goyen told Rav Chaim Volozhin, quote, he said, Hu haya omer ki af ma sha neshama masegas hasogis neflois v'noirois b'shina al yedei aliyas neshama b'shashua ha'elyon b'mesifti ilon einoi nechshav etzloi kol kach le'ikr gadol. It's not so chashiv by him. V'ha ikr ma sha odem masik b'zei ha'olam al yedei omo v'yegia kashu hu boicher b'toiv u'mefana atzmei l'divrei teiru b'zei oise nachas ruach li'yotze yisparach shamoi v'zei kol ha'odem b'esek teirasi yisparach shamoi avu ma sha neshama masegas b'shina shu b'loi yegia u'b'loi b'chir Beratzain, who rak kibble schar levad, Shakodesh Baruch, who matim bozeha oilo mi ein oilo maba. But that's not the real thing. The real Torah, the Torah that was chasha by the Goyim, was the Torah that he came to by himself. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhin brings, that the Goyim told him that there were many times they tried sending him Magidim, and he always said no. He said, because that schar, he'll get that in the next world. Hayoim lasoysam, and lasoysam means to haravin learning and to come to it by yourself. And the truth is, he's mitzayin another Goyim, Ayin Sham, and this is in his Pirush HaMishlei Perek Yud. Test Pasuk of Gimel. Again, ayin sham, it's hein hein advarim. But could be this is the oymek. It's true that tzaddikim, when they sleep, they come to Tegreis HaSagas. But like the Goyin said, it wasn't nechshev by him so much as an iker. It wasn't such a big deal. It was bepchinas kibul schar. He wasn't going to get rewarded for it because he wasn't even doing anything. He was sleeping. Forget, it was good for the reward. That's the oymek in that Goyin. But the bottom line is, because it's not the iker HaTorah, could be it's not megan on the dar, and that's why the Mishnah says that although the tzaddik, when he sleeps, has tremendous hasagas, but yayin v'sheino, as it relates to a tzaddik, ra lohem v'ra lo'olam. Either way, this is sort of the milsa de bedichasa before the daf, or the calm before the storm. We now begin one of the most famous Mishnayos in Kisle Beis Medrash anyways, in Chas, and that is the Mishnah that talks about the halachas of the Baba Machteres. So who exactly is the Baba Machteres? So it's Pesukim in the Torah, Parshas Mishpatim. The Torah says as follows. Now the context over there is we're talking about a ganav. Okay, im b'machteres yimotzei haganav. What would be if somebody breaks into your house? And the way he broke into your house was he dug a tunnel. Old school. Im b'machteres yimotzei haganav. V'huka v'meis. If you would hit him and kill him, in loydam, you would not be responsible to kill him. You would not be deemed a reitzeach. You would be potter from any oynish. So, a person breaks into your house via a machteres. If you kill him, you're off the hook. Sounds like a big chiddush. But that's what the Torah says. Now, what is the reason for it? So the Gemara is going to say, it's the first Gemara on this Mishnah, my time in the Machteres, because we assume that this person that's breaking into your house, the Machteres, knows that you're going to put up a fight. Meaning, he knows he might get caught. And as a result, you're going to fight for your money. And he's prepared to defend himself. How far is he prepared to defend himself? He's even prepared to kill you. Which means that even though he's going with the intent to steal, but in back of his mind, he knows that he might have to kill you. If that's the case, he has a din of a roidev. Habal hargecha hashkein v'hargoy. And that's why, if you kill him, ein loydam. Zok the pasig, what would be imzarcha hashemesh alav? What would be, now, literally, pshutai shal mikro. Imzarcha hashemesh means, meaning he comes into your house in broad daylight. But Chazal Darshan, Rashi brings in a chumash, we're going to see it in the Gemara, that imzarcha hashemesh means that in the event that it's barer to you, that this person wasn't going to kill you, how could it be possible? So the Gemara is going to say it was your father. So a father's breaking into his son's house. Akasha v'maisa. I mean, in Ben Sayer Mer, you have the son stealing from his father. Now you have the father stealing from the son. But it's butter that as much as he's trying to steal from you, but if you put up a fight, there's no way he's going to pull out a gun, right? That's just not going to happen. He's not going to kill you. Well, then already done him. So if you're going to go and you are going to kill him, you're going to be chayev mises bezin because there's no way he was a roidif. And being that there's no way that he was a roidif, so if you kill him, there's no abar l'harga chahashki maharga, you're going to be considered a regular reitzeach. Shalom yishalom. Now, as it relates to the ganev, of course, he has to pay. The laws of Kefil, the beginning of Parak Merubah, it's not our sugya. Either way. So, okay, look at Mishnah. If somebody's Baba Machteres, Nidoin al Shem Soifoi. So, you're allowed to kill a Baba Machteres. Why allowed to kill a Baba Machteres? What did he do to be Chayiv Misa? The answer is nothing. But it's al Shem Soifoi, because we look into the future and see that this guy might kill. And because he might kill, right now, ein loydam. If you kill him, you are allowed to kill him. Hayu baba machteres. What would be if somebody was baba machteres? V'shaver es hachavis. And while he was baba machteres, he broke a chavis. So this person is trying to tiptoe through your living room, and all of a sudden he knocks over some glass vase, shatters into 1,000 pieces. Says the Mishnah, im yesh loydamim. If it was a situation where if you would have killed him, you would have been chayiv, such as the person breaking in is a father, so then chayiv. The Baba Machteres is going to be chayev for being mazik to chavis. In Engloidam, if however it was a situation where if you would kill him, you would be potter, then the halacha is potter. He is going to be potter for breaking the chavis. And the short reason for this is because kumle b'derabamine. Meaning, to the extent that this Baba Machteres is fair game, he's an Engloidamim, the way we view it is as if he's chayev misa. If he's chayev misa, you can't be mechayev imamim for something that he did during that time. So there's a kumle b'derabamine. If, however, it's in yesh loidamim, then chayev, because then he wasn't chayev misa. If he wasn't chayev misa, so then he's going to be chayev as a mazik. Now, just before we start the Gemara, why are we having this conversation right now? How did we pivot from Ben Soiru Meir to Ababa Machteres? So it's an easy answer. Ben Soiru Meir is Nidoin al Shem Soifai. Ababa Machteres is also Nidoin al Shem Soifai. It's not the same Soifai, but it's enough me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan that Chazal felt that this was a worthy digression. Either way, Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav, my time with the Machteris. What is the svar behind the Bab Machteris? So Rav said it's based on the following Chazaka. Chazaka ain't on the mind that's me on the mind. If somebody tries taking money from someone else, there's a chazaka. In other words, you're going to put up a fight. It's for that reason, the Bab Machteris must have said to himself, if I'm going to go, I mean, if he's going to catch me, he's going to put up a fight. So I'm prepared to defend myself, so that if he puts up a fight, I'm going to kill him. Oh, the Bab Machteris is right. That's why Habab Machteris is in Loi Dom. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav. And this memra of Rav is Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumai Shal Oiva Mamish. Said Rav, or Rav, Habab Machteris, if somebody's Bab Machteris, Venata Kalim, and he stole a Kali. So he was a successful Bab Machteris. He was Bab Machteris. Nobody caught him. He didn't break a chavis. He stole, which is what he intended to do. The yatsa, and he made it out alive, Potter. Amazingly, he's going to be Potter. My time, I said, Rav, bedomim kaninu. He acquired it with his blood. Meaning, what would have been the halacha if the owner would have killed the Baba Machteris? He would have been Potter. Ein loy domim. Why? Because the Baba Machteris is a roidef. If we view the Baba Machteris as a roidef, essentially what we're saying is that the Baba Machteris is chayiv misa for being Baba Machteris. Ashrim soifa, the seder. But he's chayiv misa for what he did. Right? Ben Sayyid Mur is Chayiv Misa, even though it's Hashem Saifai. The Baba Machteris is Chayiv Misa, Hashem Saifai. Well, if you're Chayiv Misa for what you did, you can't be Chayiv Mama for what you did. Because that's Kam Lebed Rabbim in A101. Now, it's very similar to what the Mishnah said, but it's not the Halach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about where he was Shavar as Achavis. Rab is talking about where he was not Al Kalim V'yatza. As we're going to see in the next line of Gemara, Rav is saying a much bigger chiddush than the Mishnah is saying, which, by the way, is obvious, because if it wasn't a bigger chiddush, then he wouldn't even say it, right? So obviously there's a chiddush that Rav is saying that we don't see in the Mishnah, but we'll see that Rav's chiddush is really a bigger chiddush, ki'ilu meken zich shtark ding in a frat. But either way, said Rav, mistabrim losa the Rav, I hear Rav b'sheshiber, in a case where the Baba Machteris stole, and then he broke the chavis. Now, Rashmi speaks out, and Tosfos is more meforish. Mistabrim milsa the Rav, if he breaks it even after he left. Meaning, for sure, if he breaks it while he's in the house of the Baalim, that's the Mishnah. He's going to be part. You don't even need Rav for that. But Mistabrim milsa the Rav, that he's saying a Chiddush, that if the Baba Machteres stole the Keli, he was Yotza, and then he broke it afterwards, he's going to be Potter. And the reason is the lesson, because it's not here now. So if it's not here now, he can't return it. Narvaz, you want to be Mechayev him, Mamayin. Can't be Mechayev him, Mamayin, because the Kamei B'der Abimini. I will not lie. But in the event that he stole it, and it didn't break afterwards, it's still Be'en, then it's not Mestaber Milsa the Rav. It's a very big Chiddush, said Rava, that you should be Potter, because if the thing is Be'en, just return it. Come with the rabbi mine makes sense if the thing is not be'en. You're being mechayiv miyachiv tashlumen. But if the thing is be'en, then just return the thing. Now Rashi explains this with a little bit of oimek. Bishloim if the thing is not an en. So what are you being mechayiv the guy? You're being mechayiv miyachiv mamen. Achayiv is tashlumen. So for that we'd say, come with the rabbi mine. But if the thing is be'en, it's not your item, right? It's not yours. It belongs to the other guy. So if it belongs to the other guy, of course you have a chayiv to return. Come with the rabbi mine means that if you have somebody's thing in your rishus, you don't have to return it. If you want to impose upon him some chiyuv mamin, okay, come live with the rabbi mine says there's no chiyuv mamin. But to the extent that it's be'en, then what you need to do is not pay. What you need to do is return. It's a chiyuv ashava. It's not a chiyuv mamin. And if that's the case, said Rav, mistabrim milsad Rav, I hear Rav's chiddush if it's less nehu, but to the extent that it's be'en, I don't hear it so much. But then Rav continued that as much as in svar what I just said, I think is true. Obavohelikim, I swear. Oh my Rav said afilu natal that it's true even if it was not that. Why? Because the Hayesh Loi Damim. Now, where was Rav coming from? Rav was coming from the following Svarit. This was his logic. He said, what would be if it's Hayesh Loi Damim? Or what would be if you have a regular Ganav, right? A Ganav where either he was Baba Machteres, but Yesh Loi Damim, so there's no Kam Lebed Rabim Inei, or just a regular, good old-fashioned Ganav. Venensu, and after he went and he stole the item, where he has a Chiyav Ashava, right? Because there's no Kam Lebed Rabim Inei, there would be an Oynis that took place to the item, so it would be the Halacha Chayav. He would have an obligation to return it. Alma, what do you see from here? Brishu Sekaini, that it's considered his. Meaning you see that when somebody steals something, he has a real kinyan in it. Because if he doesn't have a kinyan in it, and it still belongs really to the Bailim, then why, if an oinus happens, is it going to be chayef? If an oinus happens to somebody else's item, so that other person lost. Right, if you're a shayim b'kadin, and there's an oinus, unless you're a shayil, then you're going to be potter, because it's not your item. So if you, from the fact that a ganef, who steals something, is chayef b'oinsin, so that's a raya that really it's his inyan. If it's his inyan, then when we say that you have a chiyuv hashava, really it's not returning that person's thing to himself. It's really a chiyuv tashlumin. And if it's a chiyuv tashlumin, then it's subject to the laws of kamla b'drabine. Meaning, hachanami here too, brishu sekaimi, right? Just like by a yesh loidom v'nensu, you're chayiv. Why? Because there's a svara brishu sekaimi. So too, where it's an ein loidomim, but the thing is be'en, it's brishu sekaimi. If it's brishu sekaimi, so it's a chiyuv tashlumin, there should be a kamla b'drabine. Meaning, I understand that's where Rav was coming from. Of a zog to Rava, I disagree, because v'lohi, because ki'ay, Himna, Rachmana, Breshusei. It's true the Torah said that when a ganav steals, it's considered to be in his Breshus, but it's a very limited ownership that he has. It's Inyan Oinsin that he has, Inyan Mikna, but as it relates to actually being Koine Breshusei Demarai, Kayumi, it really belongs to the owner, Midadavi Ashoyal. And a good example for that is the example we mentioned a second ago, the Shoyal. In a case where somebody borrows something from somebody, even though the Shoyal is Chayvin Oinsin, who's the owner of it? Of course, the owner is the Nishal, not the Shoyal, right? The Shoyal can't sell it, he can't be Makdish, he can't be Makadish Anish with it, because it really doesn't belong to him. But the bottom line is, said Rav. Again, let's do this one more time. Habame machteres v'not al kelev v'yotza pater. The Mishnah said habame machteres v'shaver esachavis ain't loy dam and pater. Why? Because when you were baba machteres, you were nidan al shem soifai. If the person would have turned around and killed you, he would have been pater. Kum tois you chayev misas bezden. If you chayev misas bezden, come live with the rabbi. Now the Mishnah said in a case where you were mazik, Rav went and he upped the ante a little bit. He said even if you are a mazik, you took it out, you stole it. Even now you're not going to have a chiyav ashav. Why you're not going to have a chiyav ashav? Because of come live with the rabbi. So Rav heard what Rav said, and Rav said that in svara logically, I hear Rav, Dafka, if you stole it, and after you stole it, you broke it. So that right now it's not here. Being that right now it's right here, your chiv is a chiv tashlum, and chiv tashlum and kamle b'deravimne. But to the extent that it's be'en, there's no kamle. Because kamle can pater you from a chiv tashlum, but it can't pater you from a chiv ashav. And what's, I mean, so that's the way it should be in Sfar. Now, Rav said that as much as that's the way I hear Rav, I'm telling you, Alikim Amarav, Rav said it even if it's Isno. And the reason is because Rav held, Zokter Ava, that when you steal something, being that you're Chayiv and Oitzin, it means it's yours. There's no Chayiv Ashavakilu return Yenim Zachti Yenim. Every time a Ganev returns, it's a Chayiv Tashlum. It's a Chayiv Tashlum, and you have a Kamle B'Derav Emine. Rav said, I disagree with Rav on that Nakuda. Because I hold that when the thing is banned, even though you the Ganev a Chayiv and Oitzin, it doesn't make it yours. Yeah, it's yours, Lin Yechayiv Oitzin. Just like a Shoyal, it's his Lin Yechayiv Oitzin. It's not really his. I mean that it's not really his. So it's for that reason. When it's be'en, it's a chiyav ashav and not a chiyav tashlumin. It's a pasnish that come lebe derabim. Bottom line is, what's the machlokes Rav and Rava? Machlokes Rav and Rava is, if somebody's baba machteres, he steals and the thing is still be'en. That's the case. Are you going to be chayav? Are you going to be potter? According to Rav, you're going to be potter. Come lebe derabim. According to Rava, you're going to be chayav. It sounds like what lies at the core of this is do we view the thing that you stole that's be'en right now as belonging to the bailin? In which case, all you have is a chiyav to return his thing to him. That's not a chiyav tashlumin. For that, it doesn't pass come. Or do we say that being that you're chayv and sin, you now become the bailam, so your chayv to return is a new chayv as tashlumin or divin than a mazik? And if that's the case, it's subject to the laws of kamal b'drav. Zok the Gemara tonight. Learned in our Mishnah. Baba machteres v'shiva esachav v'zi'esh loydamim, chayv ein loydamim pater. What does it sound like from the Mishnah? Time at the Shiver. V'chi ein loydamim pater. It sounds like dafka if the Baba machteres was a mazik, so the thing is not around right now. So the chayv moment that he has is a chayv tashlumin. So for that you say kam lebederabimene hanata. But if he would take it, loy, sounds like not. Meaning the Mishnah at the end of the day doesn't sound like Rav, because if Rav's right, then the Mishnah is saying good, but it should have said better, right? Mishnah is saying a nice chiddush kam lebederabimene baba machteres. But tell me Rav's halacha. So it almost sounds like zok digemar from the fact that the Mishnah didn't tell me Rav's chiddush. To write to Rava, because probably Rav's chiddush is inaccurate. But the Gemara says like who adin dafilu natal nami loy. I'll tell you that even if it was natal Why did the Mishnah say Shavas Achadis? Why did the Mishnah say the Lesser Chiddush? Kamash Malon. Because the Mishnah wanted to tell me the Chiyesh Loidomim, that in the event that it's a Yesh Loidomim, Afagaf the Shiber Nam Yichayev. The Mishnah wanted to tell me the bigger Chiddush in Yesh Loidomim. Right, remember, the Mishnah is telling me Allah in Ein Loidomim and Allah in Yesh Loidomim. In Ein Loidomim, the bigger Chiddush would be to tell me Rav's case. But in Yesh Loidomim, where you're Chayev, the bigger Chiddush is to tell me the Mishnah's case. Even when you're Mazik and it's not Be'en, but if it was Yesh Loidomim, so at the end of the day, you're going to be chayev. But the Gemara says, Peshitta, I don't even know why that's a chiddush. Maziku, right? Why is that a chiddush? You're a regular mazik. What's the chiddush? If it's yesh loidomim, so there's no kamal b'derabim, and it's, you're a mazik. You walk into someone's house, you broke his chavis, so of course, the Gemara says, how come mashal? Maybe the chiddush is that filu shaloi b'kavana. The Mishnah's case sounds a little bit like how you bab machteris v'shaver es achavis, right? Our visual was you're tiptoeing through the dining room, and by mistake, you knocked over a crystal vase. Oh, so it sounds a little bit like it happened Shalei B'Kavana. So maybe that's the Chiddush. Maybe the Chiddush is that an Adam HaMazik is Chayav Afilu Shalei B'Kavana. That's what the Mishnah wants. It's like a real Agav Urchei Kamash Malon tucked away here in Perek Ben Zayir Meir. But maybe that's what the Chiddush, but the Gemara can't be. Because my Kamash Malon, Adam Ud La'ilam, is that the Chiddush? Did you ever learn Bava Kama? Tonina, Adam Ud La'ilam, Meshach Ben Beza Ben Ba'inus Ben Biratzin. So the Gemara says, Kasha, I hear. What does it mean, I hear? I hear, I mean, it's a Shikol Kasha on Rav. Because at the end of the day, the Mishnah is not so mashma like Rav. Because the Mishnah is a little bit mashma, hoyu babu machteres v'shover es achavis. Only then, ein lo yidomen, are you going to be potter. But if it was not down on its be'en, then you're really going to be chayiv. You could raise a charois and you could tell me that maybe the reason it says shover es achavis is not for the case of ein lo yidomen, it's for the yesh lo yidomen. It's not such a good dichoy because it's poshet, he's a mazik. And to tell me shlebi kavan, I know that from Bava Kama, adam ul loyalim. It's one big guy here. Meaning, the Gemara is not saying Tiyufta the Rav, but the Gemara is saying Kasha, which again, in English means I hear. Zok the Gemara. Masiv Rabibi Barabai. Rabibi Barabai asked the Kasha. He had another tzushtel to this whole shmooz. I go into Kispe Shabbos, another classic. If somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, so the loch is Yischai. Shari is Nischai Beginei, because in Shayabu, they is the Shabbos. Right, the case is, again, what's the visual? You break into somebody's house, you steal his wallet, you run outside into a Shasar Rabim. So this person's a Ganav, and to add insult to injury, he was also Mechal Shabbos. The question is, do you say Kom Lebeder Rabim? Maybe you shouldn't be Chai Figeneva. So the halacha is, a goyin of kis b'shabes chayiv. Because he chayiv in Geneva, as soon as you do the hakbah, even in the reshus of the bailam, which is koydim shiova de yis shabes, which doesn't happen until you carry it into the reshus of the. What would be if this kiss wasn't lifted by the gana, but he was schlepping it out. So he's like pulling out the safe. So then already potter. Shari, isa geneva, the isa skila bankech. Because over there you didn't do hakbah. How were you koine the geneva? You koine it al yidei meshicha, which happened when you schlepped it from the reshus ayacha to the reshus arab. And that means this iser momen and the iser skila all came at the same time. It's for that reason that you are going to be potter. What's the kasha? The kasha is why you potter. The kasha is why you potter. Kom lebe de rabba minei. So for that moment when you schlepped it into the Rosh Hashanah in your pocket. But now you took the safe, you brought it into your house, slammed it open with a sledgehammer, you're counting all the shekels, right? Right now you have a chiv hashava. So why are you potter? Oh, it's a raya, zok the Gemara, l'chayra terav. That you see that being that you stole it at a time where there was a kam lebe derabim, even though it's be'en now, you're going to be potter. This is mamish the case of Rav, right? You stole it, it's be'en. So why you potter? But the Gemara says, it's not a kasha, a hilchasa. You want to know what the halacha is? I mean, the halacha is not like Rav, and you want to know why? The shadinu b'nahara. The case is talking about where it's not be'en, but you got rid of it. Oh, once you got rid of it, so at that point, it is what it is. Sok the Gemara, Rava. The name matters. Rava ignavu le dichri b'machtarta. So Rava once had sheep that was stolen from him in a case of Baba Machteres. Adrinu n'alei. And then the Baba Machteres decided maybe it's not so okay to steal sheep from the Gadol Adar, so they came and they returned it. V'loi kablinu. But Rava refused to take it. Omar, he said, hoyo v'nafik mipum ederav. Being that Rav paskin potter, meaning Rava, l'shitasa held in this case, yichayev, because it's be'en. If it's be'en and the Ganem wants to return it, so why wouldn't you take it? But it was nafik mipum ederav. Rav didn't talk a lot, right? Shasik Rav. But it was nafik mipum from the pek kodesh of Rav. And if Rav said it, it's for that reason, Rava said, I am not going to accept it. So before we go weiter and get into the weeds of the Bama Machteres, so just two ha'aras, just very, very briefly. The first ha'ara is that all the Rishonim, and the Maramakim for this is the Balamor and the Melchamis, and the Tav Tosis on the Yamin, and the Ktsois and Shinun Aleph Beis and Gimel. So this is real yeshivisha Torah. By the way, The end of Perek Ben Sayer Umayra is learned in yeshiva. So in many, many yeshivas, this is part of the machzah. I learned in yeshiva. So this is, in many yeshivas, part of the machzah. But a big noise right here is that Rava's halacha is a little bit hard to understand. Because what does Rava hold? Rava holds that if somebody's Baba Machteres, v'shaver es hachavis, eloi domen pater. Come live with the rabbi a minute. If, however, you steal it, so right now it's be'en, and you have it after you're not in the Machteres anymore, oh, then you're going to be chayef. Rav says you pater. Rav says you're going to be chayef. Why not? You have somebody else's thing. Return it. Stating that, if you don't have it anymore, after you stole it, you throw it into the river, the Shadin of Anara, then you're going to be pater. So, Makshim, everybody, right? So he says, V'tzorich bir gadol. I don't understand this. It just doesn't make any sense. Because why does it matter that it is no longer around, but the way it's no longer around came about after the person was no longer ben machteres? Meaning, whatever happens after the Baba machteres is no longer the machteres is neither here nor there. B'shas he's in the machteres, he's chayiv misa. So any chiyuv moment that's chal itzter, al zeh nemar kam lebederab aminei. But if after he was Baba machteres, he had it, and then a year later he got rid of it, now all of a sudden you're pater? Well, what made you pater? Right now you're not a Baba machteres. You were chayiv a second ago. How did you become pater? Oh, because you stole it ben machteres? How does the stealing it ben machteres somehow be mitzarif to the fact that you got rid of it right now? If it's be'en right now, you have to return it. So if you got rid of it right now, then weiter, you should be chayef. And by the way, the tzushal to this is Perek Meruba, Tavra Vishasya, which of course we're not getting into. But this is the big much here in the sugya, right? Everybody's trying to understand this. And this is the Ksoy Shinon Aleph Beis. He brings from the Mechamis and the Baal Amar, Ayin Sham. That's just the first Maramakim. The second Maramakim is a very, very critical marmachim that we're going to revisit for a minute in the raid. And that is that, what is Rav Shita? Rav Be'etzim is very, very tzarech bir. What did Rav say? Habobim machteres, v'not al kelim, v'yotza potem. My time, and what's the reason? Bedomim kaninu. Being that you were chayiv misa at the time that you were babim machteres, so it comes out, you were koiner with your blood. What does that even mean? So it's Yodua, the Rebbe Chanan, in Kovet Shiurim, and this is in Perek Meruba, see, he's discussing Shinui Koinah. If somebody steals something, he's a Ganev. And then there's a Shinui, so the Allah is Shinui Koinah. And Rabbi Chanan says, what does it mean Shinui Koinah? What kind of Kinyan is Shinui? Right, I heard of Kinyan Hagbah, I heard of Kinyan Meshicha, I heard of Kinyan Chazaka, Kinyan Shtar. Right, we know all the different types of Kinyanim. This Agav, this Maimet Shloshtam. What exactly is Kinyan Shinui? You stole something and now you made a Shinui to it. So now all of a sudden you're going to be Koino. What exactly is that Kinyan? So Rabbi Chanan says, the Yisoid HaChasidus V'Sherish HaVoid HaTmimah Perek Meruba. And that is, says Rabbi Chanan, that Be'etzim, when a person steals something, he's making a Kinyan in the thing that he's stealing. And really, it should be his. Narvas, the Torah says, and because you have a chiyuv ashab, you have a chiyuv to return it, so it's for that reason you can acquire it. When there's a shinui in an item, there's no longer a chiyuv ashab, like the Gemara Darshins. The heishav es akzeila, it has to be kein chagaza. But if it's not kein chagaza, at that point there's going to be no chiyuv ashab. If there's no chiyuv ashab, you koine it, not because of the shinui, but because of the original kinyan. So it says Rabbi Chanan, you want to know how shinui koine works. Shinui koine is not that the shinui is the kinyan, the kinyan igneva is the kinyan. Right? What's kinyan igneva? How does a person become a Ghana? You have to do a Kenyan. You have to do Hagbah, you have to do Mashiach. Now it's Kenyan Igneva. This is not a good authorized Kenyan. But it's a Maisa Kenyan nonetheless. And there's a Chiddush HaTorah called Kenyan Igneva. Yechayv Anoitzin, etc., etc., etc. But says Rabbi Chanan, Be'etzin, that Kenyan Igneva should be a full-fledged Kenyan. Nor was there's a Chiyav HaShava that's prohibiting it, that's getting in its way. Shinui removes the Chiyav HaShava, and once there's no Chiyav HaShava, Memela, outs the Kinyan, you can be coined 100%. So, Rabbi Chanan, that's Pshan and Rav. In fact, he uses Rav as the riot, to his Yisoid and Bava Kama. He says, that's Pshan and Bedam and Koninu. Because Bedam and Koninu is Mamash a player. Because you're a Chayav Misa, what does it mean? You're coined with your blood? It has no Havana in the world. Says Rabbi Chanan, of course it does. Because being that at the time that you stole it, you made a Kinyan, Narvas, Chiyav HaShava, Rav holds on the Chiyav HaShava, there's a Kamal with the rabbi in it. So if there's a kamel with the rabbi in it, on the chiyav hashava, memele you koino. You're not koino bidamim. The damim negates and neutralizes the chiyav hashava, and you koino machbas the kinyan yigenevo. So bidamim koninu, says Rabbi Chanan, and shine koino is hainu hachach hainu. This is a very, very important Rabbi Chanan, a very important yisoid in the world of Meruba that comes out of this Gemara. Again, there are many important yisoids. We're going to go back to Zakti Gemara. Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa. It says, ein loy damim. Im zorcha shemesh olah. Now, really, those are two different psukim. Im machteres himatzi aganav hukav ameis ein loy damin. And then it says im zorcha shemesh olah damin loy. But the brisa darshins ein loy damin im zorcha shemesh olah. Fake the price of achi Hashemesh olav bevad zorcha. Right, it sounds like the zorcha olav Hashemesh olav. Like the sun is only shining for him; it's not shining for everybody else. Elo, what it means to say is not literally the sun is shining, but proverbially speaking, the sun is shining. Elo, in bar lecha davik Hashemesh, if it's clear to you the situation like the sun, she'ein loy shalom imach, that this person is not at peace with you, meaning he's ready to kill if he needs to, hargeyu, then you're allowed to kill him back. And if not, al targeyu. So the only time ein loy damim is im zarcha shemesh olav. So it's almost as if the first words of Pasuk Beis are a hemshech of Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Aleph is in machteret himatzei ganav v'hukav ameis ein loy damim, but only im zarcha shemesh olav. If it's clear, siklar v'detag. But otherwise, nah, Tanya Idach, another braisa that says something similar, but manish the opposite. Im zarcha shemesh olav damim loy, right? Because that's really the way the pasuk reads. It's all pasuk based. Im zarcha shemesh olav damim loy, v'chi shemesh olav bevad zarcha, same kasha freak the braisa. What? The sun is only shining for him. Ella must be proverbially speaking. Ella, baruch ha-kishemesh yesh le-shalom imach. If it's clear to you that the person is at peace with you, then al targeyu, then don't kill him. And if you kill him, damim loy, you're going to be chayim nisa. Oh, but the im lav, if it's not baruch ha-shemesh, meaning min astam, hargeyu, you're allowed to kill him. So we have two braises that darshan mezar ha-shemesh olav, not the sun is shining or not shining. It means it's a bar, is an apar. But in the first braise, mezar ha-shemesh olav is going back on eloy damim. In the second braise, it's going on damim loy, which by the way means we have a stira between the two braises. Why? Because according to the first braise, the only time eloy damim is if it's klar. Let's say you're not sure, it's stama. Well, then you can't kill him. In the second braise, the only time it's damim loy is if it's klar that he doesn't want to kill you. But minastam, you could kill him. Faith the gemara kasha stama, stama is like gemara like kasha kamba avala ben kamba ben ala av. When the person that's breaking in is the father's coming to the son, then minastam we're going to assume he's not trying to kill him. He's not trying to kill him. The only time you'd be able to kill him if it's clear that the father was going to kill the son. If, however, it's the son on the father or some other permutation, so then already we would assume minastam that the person is coming to kill. The only time you'd be not allowed to kill him is if it's clear that this person is not trying to kill. Amar Rav said, "Kol da asoy aloy b'machterto katon loy." He says, any person I would have a catch in a machteris, Rav talking, so I would kill him. Lebar me Rav Chanina bar Sheila, with the exception of Rav Chanina bar Sheila, he's the only person I wouldn't kill. Anyone else, I would kill, because I think he's trying to kill me. I would think he has a din of a roidiv. The only person I wouldn't kill is Rabbi Chanina Bashel. My time, what's so special Rabbi Chanina Bashel? The tzaddik, you can tell me because he's a tzaddik, it's because of his righteousness. Well, if he's being Baba Machteres on Rav, sounds like he's not so righteous. Rav says, I know Rabbi Chanina Bashel is rachim on me, like a father's merachim on a son, and it's for that reason, as it comes and as it relates to Rav Chanina bar Sheila, said Rav, he's the one exception to the rule. He's the one person that if he was Baba Machteres, I wouldn't kill. He's the only one I trust 100%. He's not trying to kill me. Just to comment for breath for 1 second, I saw in the Margolis Sayam. So Rav Reuven Margolis, he discusses with his classic Bikias. So there's a nafkamina in the sugya of Baba Machteres between a father breaking into a son and a son breaking into a father, and really everyone else for that matter. A father to a son, so the father's merachim on his son. So we assume that he's not looking to kill, and if he's not looking to kill, and you turn around and kill him, that's the case of damim loy. But if it's not a father to a son, then it's going to be different. So remember, Golos clears a few shilas. What would be if it's a father not breaking into a son, but it's a father breaking into his daughter? Would you say the same thing? Meaning, kirachim of albonim. What about kirachim of albonos? He has a whole bunch of marmakimus. What about a mother who breaks in to her son? So you wake up in the middle of the night and your mother is Baba Machteres, she's trying to steal from you. Right? What's the assumption? Kirachim of Abonim. What about a mother? He has a whole bunch of marmakimus for that. He says, what about a Zeda that breaks into Ben Benoi, his grandson? So we know the sugyas of Bnei Banim Kebanim. So how would you view that? I saw in the Torah from W.L. Weiss, so he declares, what would be if the father and the son were Megayer? Let's say the father and the son were both Megayer. And they're Yidden now. In halacha, gershin is karka katan shenayil dami. So the father and the son don't really have the relationship of a father and a son. Do we say that you still have this kirachim of abon as it relates to ababa machteres? What's the chakira? The chakira is gershin is karka katan shenayil dami. Does that rerun the hergeshim or does not rerun the hergeshim? So I'll tell you two tzushtals that Rav David Yoel has to his shayla. Number one is a michas chinuch who clears a shayla. A gershin is karka who's katan shenayil dami. Does he have a din of a yosim? So for example, you now let a pain a yosim, right? Parshas Mishpatim. What about a gershin is gar kagotin shenoyla dami? He's kagotin shenoyla dami. So does he have a din of a yasim or does he not have a din of a yasim? Another Maramakim brings us a truth from Moshe in Igris Moshe, where Moshe was asked the shayla about a mother and a son that were megayer, and the question is there an iser yichud now between the mother and the son? So ordinarily, with a mother and a son, there's no iser yichud, but in halacha, they're not really viewed as a mother and a son. So if they're not viewed as a mother and a son, maybe all of a sudden there should be an iser yichud. And Rav Moshe said with a pashtus that of course not. It's all about a mitzius, and that mitzius doesn't change, even though gershin is gayer is kagotin shenoyla dami. And even though we know in the world of raid, Gershon's got a conchonel dummy, could play with the Mitzias, the Inkan Mekoymo Laharach, but either way, some nice shilas that the big Sinai's cleared as it relates to this Gemara. So, Gemara, right to Tana Rabbanon. It says, Domim Loi. Right? Domim loy, ain't loy domim in the context of the Baba Machteris. So what does it mean, domim loy? Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. So in the case of domim loy, you chayiv misa if you kill when you're not supposed to kill. Doesn't matter if it's during the week, doesn't matter if it's Shabbos. Ain't loy domim is bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. The Gemara says like this, bishlami ain't loy domim, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Bishlami, I understand the Baba Machteris, you're allowed to kill him. And the price is darshing the pasuk, ain't loy domim, as if to say the Torah went out of its way to tell me that you're allowed to kill him even on Shabbos. It's terech. I get it. Because I would have thought me did have the Arugi Bezdin. I would have thought maybe we should treat the Roidif, the Baba Achteres like Haruge Bezdin, the Shabbos like Katlinale. Right, we don't kill the Haruge Bezdin on Shabbos. Remember the Chinuch? Even the Reutzchim have a right to rest on Shabbos. Kamash Malon de Katlinon. That's the Chiddush that we kill them. So I understand why the Torah would have to tell me Ein Loi Domin Afilu B'Shabbos. Elo Domin Loi Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbos. You need to tell me that you're not allowed to kill him during the week, and also you can't kill him on Shabbos. Hashta b'choy le katlinon le b'Shabbos mi baya. What's the habimi? You can't kill him on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And by the way, if he comes on Shabbos, you also can't kill him on Shabbos. Of course you can't kill him. Why do you need to tell me that? What would be if this guy was Baba Machteris, he's digging, and all of a sudden the gal fell on him, right? Again, these are easy things to visualize, but he's digging, and mitamol, he's underneath. You wake up middle of the night and you find some guy was Baba Machteris. So the question is, I hear he's a domim loy, he's not mamish aroidif, but it's Shabbos. I mean, do I have to go get my shovel and start digging him out? The answer is yes. And that's the chiddush of domim loy. Tanu Rabbanan, another braisa. It says, Vehuka. What does it say? Vehuka? In the machteres himatzi aganev. Vehuka. Vameis. Ain't loy dam. So if you kill him and he dies, ain't loy dam. You're not going to be chayv. Zok to Gemara. The word vehuka teaches me b'chalotim. Meaning, not only the Bailim has a right to kill the Baba Machteres, that anybody can kill the Baba Machteres. Vameis. Bechol misa shati yochel ha-misa. You kill him in any way you want to kill him. Skidla strefa herik chen and you get to choose, right? Just kill him. Take him out. That's what you need to do. Gemara says like this. Bishleim v'huka b'chol adam mitzvah. I understand why the Torah had to say v'huka to be mar, but anyone could kill him. So could I tell you, I would have thought, balabayas who the kim luhu de ain or the maimed atzmei al-mamoynoi. Aval achra loikum ashmalai. Meaning, I would have thought, this person's only a roidif to kill who? The Balabayas. Because the Balabayas is the guy that's going to put up the fight. So when he came with the intent to kill, his intention was only to kill the Balabayas. So maybe the Balabayas has a din of Abola Harga, Chashkim Harga. But if a third party wants to get involved and take him out, Mechatesi is allowed to. Kamash Malon, that what? The Roidif, that he has a din of a bona fide Roidif. The Baba Machteris is the Roidif. By the way, the Sugi of Roidif is coming up in tomorrow's daf. We treat him like a regular Roidif. And therefore, even someone else is allowed to kill him. So I understand the Chiddush of a hukah. The Chiddush is in one word. The Baba Machteris is a Roidif. I mean, it's Pasha, you can kill him in any Misa, right? First of all, it's Pasha because it's Pasha. But more than that, Miroit Seach Nafka, if you need a Makar, a Chaba Makar, an Abraisa, which learns this from a Pasik, in the parish of the Reitzeach, the Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, Mois Yumas Hamako Reitzeachu. So Reitzeach is Chayiv Misa, and the Torah says Mois Yumas. Says the Ma'ili Elu B'Misa Amurabai. I would know that the only time he's Chayiv is B'Misa Amurabai, which is Sayiv. Minayin Shemati Yochel Misa B'Misa Aksuvu Bay Shatu Reishoy Misa B'Chol Misa Shatu Yochel Misa. Says the Brisa, what if there's a Reitzeach and you can't give him Sayiv? Right? Rashi says he's a Machashev. He's on the other side of the Nar. So, you know, you can hire a sniper to take him out, bow and arrow, old school, but you can't give him old school Sayef, right? So how do you know you're supposed to kill him? Talmud Leimer, Mois Yumas Mikol Mokoyim. Mois Yumas, double Lashon, the rabbis, that you can kill him B'chol Misa Shati Yachal Misa. So if you can kill a Reit Seach B'chol Misa Shati Yachal Misa, you learned that from a Pasuk, by the way, then you would think the Bava Machteris is the same way. The Gemara says, no, there's no Hechrich. Shani Hasam, I would have thought there it's different. Amakra, Mois Yumas. If it says Mois Yumas there, I said, maybe it's only there. Faith Yumar V'nigma Minei, why? Why not learn from there? Why do I need this Pasuk Vameis to teach me B'chol Misa Shati Yachal Misa? I learn it from Reit Seach. And even though by Reit Seach, I know from a Pasuk, but it's a binyanav. If it's true for a Reit Seach, why shouldn't it be true for the Bava Machteris? So the Gemara will tell you, I'm Shemdahavi Reit Seach, V'gol Adam Shnei Ksuv V'abon Ke'echot. Because really, this Chiddush, I know from another place as well. I know it from the Reit Seach, that's our Braisa, and I also know it by the Goyal Adam. And once the Torah is mechadish this to me twice, it's Shnei Ksuvim Abank Ef, Chol Shnei Ksuvim Abank Ech, and Imalam. Right, when the Torah teaches you something once, you can learn from it twice. Nah, there's some that hold Shnei Ksuvim Abank Ech, Imalam, but three times for sure not, right? But the bottom line is, it's a Shnei Ksuvim Abank Ech. Now, what's the case of Goyal Adam? So that's a little bit of a shmooze in the Rishonim. Rashi earlier in the Masechta said that it's talking about a case where there was someone that was Ritzech B'Shoigig, and there was no Goyal Adam. There was no blood relative to avenge the blood of the deceased. So Bezdin would appoint the Goyal Adam. That's, in the eyes of the Gemara, another mikar to this idea that if you can't kill him in the conventional way, kill him in a non-conventional way. The conventional way to kill the Reitzeach would be via the Goyal Adam. If we're now appointing a Goyal Adam, so that means we're going and being mechadish different ways to kill this person. So that's really like the idea of killing a Reit Sneach, not with Sai, but B'chol Misa Shati Yachal HaMisa. If that's the case, Torah told me, that's why when it comes now to the parasha of Bava Machteris, the Torah had to tell it to me a third time. Tanu Rabban, another Braisa, Machteris. So the parasha of the Bava Machteris is a case where he was Ba, the Machteris, says the Braisa, no, ain't li Yala Machteris. If that's the case, I would think maybe the only time it's true is if it's literally Bava Machteris. How do you know if you catch a ganav breaking into your house and it wasn't B'Machteris? It was Derech Gagoy, Chatzere, Karfifoy, Masechtes Erev and Fein. Right, how do you know that would be true there as well? Talmud Leimer says, Yimotze HaGanav. So the Pasuk says the words, Yimotze, it says, Yimotze HaGanav, and B'Machteris Yimotze HaGanav. What could have it said? B'Machteris Yimtzo Enu. Yimotze Haganev, so it's Mikol Mokom, he's coming to teach me, however he's a Ganev. Somebody breaks into your house, assume he's ready to kill you, and if you kill him back, unless it's like a father to a son, Ein Loi Damim, you're not going to be Chayabis. Imkei Matam Loi Machteris. So if it's not true only from Machteris, so right, so why are we getting so dramatic in the case? Why does he have to be above Machteris? Mipnei Sheroiv Ganovim, Mitzuyim B'Machteris. Because Dibar HaKasa B'Lashonav, it's usually the way it is, and that's why the term mentioned that way. Tanya Yidduch, another Braisa that says something else. Machteris, Ein Loi Yala Machteris, Gai Chatsir V'Vifiminayin, Talmud Loi Yimotza Ganovim, Mikol Mokom, right? Not only the Machteris. Imkei Matam Loi B'Machteris, this is where it's different. So why did it say Machteris? Machtartoi Zui Hasra Asai. I'll tell you why. Because do you have to give a roid of hasra? This person that's breaking into somebody else's house, before you kill him, you have to warn him, don't kill him, because, or no, maybe you don't have to give him hasra. Zok de tanya idach, that the case of Bava Machteris is unique, that machtarta izui hasra, so in that case, you don't have to give hasra. In your regular case, you would have to give hasra. But in the case of Bava Machteris, the fact alone that the person is being Bava Machteris, Machtartoi Zuhi Hasra Asai, and in that case, you actually wouldn't have to give hasra. So you're right, Machteris is Lavdafka. And it doesn't matter if he's Bava Machteris or if he's Ba Derek Gagoy Chatzeru Vikarfifa. But there is a Nafkemina. The Nafkemina is that if he's Bava Machteris, there we view him as a bona fide Roidev to such a degree that he's mamish ready to to pull the trigger. So you don't even have to give him asra. But as it relates to Gagi Chatzer Karfifa, in those cases, you would have to give asra. So again, both prices agree that Machteris is lavdafka. Gagi Chatzer Karfifa are included. The question is, why did it say Machteris? According to the first price, and no halachic significance. It's just Dibar HaKasab Lashon Hoiva, Roiv Ganovin, do it in that way. According to the second Braisa, there's a significance in Machteres. Machtartoi Zuhi Hasra. So Zok the Gemara, on that note. On the note of does a Roidev need Hasra, not need Hasra, Amar Rafuna. Rafuna said, Katan a Roidev, a Katan that's being Roidev, Nitein Lahat Silei Benafshei. So if there's a Katan that's a Roidev, you're allowed to kill the Katan. Right? This is a little bit of a Chiddush, because when you kill someone, you're punishing him, and we don't punish ketanim, but a katan, that's a right if we kill. Kasavar, Rav Huna, the Amora said this, and he must be of the opinion, right if ain't tzarech hasra, a right if doesn't require hasra. Meaning, because if right if needs hasra, you wouldn't be able to kill the katan, because he can't get masra. Because we would assume he's not of the intellectual, functional capacity to be able to properly comprehend a hasra. So from the fact that Rav Huna said, katan right if needs latzil benafshi, in addition to all the chedushim that are laced into that memra, you see also that roidef ein etzara chasra. Isfei Rav Chizal Rav Hunas Rav Chizal Rav Huna Kasha Yotzer Roidshoi from the following brisa. Now this brisa really could take us down a whole nother road, and really this goes into the sugi of abortion, which, by the way, back in the day, Masechta Schulin, we did several raid bites on the topic of abortion. I think we did part one, part two, part three, and there were other raid bites related to this inyan as well. This is one of the greatest Amar Makoymas in this inyan. But either way, Yotzer Roishoi, what would be if a woman is having a baby? She's Mekasha Leilet, and the doctors deem her life to be at risk because of the baby. So you can kill the baby, right? Obviously. But once it's Yotzer Roisho, ain't no Yigimba. You can't touch the baby anymore. Once its head comes out, can't touch it. Lefisha ain't doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Freitigamar vamai. Roidefu. He's a roidef. Now, why is the kash on Rufundo? Because Bishlam, if you're going to tell me a cotton can't be a roidef, then it's very good. But if you're going to tell me that even a cotton, that's roidef, we kill the cotton, so why don't we deem the uber to be a roidef? And if that's the case, we should kill the uber. But the Gemara says, Shani Hossam, here it's different than Mishmaya Karatfila, because we assume the baby's not the roidef. Shemayim, they're trying to kill her. The baby is just a vehicle. It's a baby that's just being born. It's Eis Loledes right now for this baby. But it's not that the baby is trying to kill. When the katan is trying to kill, yeah, then we view the katan as a roidef. But over here, the baby is just the tool. We assume that Mishamayim ka radfila. Oh, but the baby is nishta roidef. The baby is a nefesh. So until the baby is yotzalav roidef, we don't view it as being a nefesh. If you don't view it as being a nefesh, this is where the whole abortion rate comes in. Okay, so now you can kill the baby. But once it's yotzalav roidef, so now we view it as being a nefesh. If we view it as being a nefesh, now it's already going to be too late. So if we're naming Misayele, maybe we have a little bit of a riot to the shayla. Roidef, if there was right, if that was running after somebody to kill him, and people see him, so you tell him like this, Ray, listen, you're trying to kill this guy? I'm warning you. Yisrael is a yid, the person you're trying to kill. Uben Brisu. Meaning, you have a braisa that says that if someone's being right, if, what do you do? Sounds like, what do you do? It sounds like you give asra, right? The Gemara is actually saying, you see, for me, you don't give asra. This is a name of Misayel later Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, "Katan aroidef nita latzila benafshik asav aroidef ein etzarech asra." Name of Misayel, you see, for me, they, you don't have to give asra. What do you mean? It sounds like you just gave him asra. We warn him. So says Rashi, this is not asra, because asra is only asra if you know the person heard it. Right, you have to know that he was mekabalit. But over here, you don't even wait. You just tell it. Just meaning, just make sure he knows what's going on over here. You know, maybe he thinks he's an Eni Yehudi. It's a different sugya then. Just make sure he has the facts on the ground. But the minute you know he has the facts on the ground, at that point, he's fear game. Meaning, you don't need asra. So the chur, this should be a raya to Rav Huna. The Gemara says, no raya to Rav Huna, because I hear Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehudi. I can always tell you that that braisa is going like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehudi. Tang going to the right, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehudi. Chaver in etzara chasra, lefishalay nitna hasra, el hafchen bein shoygig lamezid. There's a shita that Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehudi that holds that a chaver never needs hasra, because the whole inyan of asra is just the hafkim and shaygim amazed. Now, where is it negaya that the whole inyan of asra could be based on the hafkim and shaygim amazed? That a chav is in tzarech asra. But Rashi has another nafkamina. Nafkamina is that when it comes to asra, even by an ama aretz who needs asra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, over kabbalas asra leiboy. Kabbalas asra he doesn't need, so it could be it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who has his own chiddush, right? Every time you learn the sugis of asra, you always shtel to Rabbi Yehuda somewhere. Because he has a whole revolution in the world of asra. And in his world of asra, chav in tzarech asra, and even an ama aretz doesn't have to be makabal. So Leilam, I'll tell you that a roidef does need hasra. And if that's the case, a katan cannot be a roidef. I have a price that says you don't need Kabbalah Sasra. It's going to quit Rabbi Yehudah. You never need Kabbalah Sasra. Toshma, another right. Roidef, Shahid, Roidef, Hachavei, Lahar, Goy. Amalai, we tell him, Re'eshi, Yisrael, Uben, Brisu, Vatayra, Amro, Shefich, Tama, Adam, Ba'adam, Dami, Yishafich. So far, it sounds familiar. It's like the previous price, but it's really not. Here's the left turn. Im Amai, Yoideya, Anisha, who came, Potter. If he says, I know that, right? He's part of Amenas Cain and Yosef. But if he's Makabal the Hasra, right, those are the magic words. If he's Makabal the Hasra, then already he's going to be Chayim. Now, what's the difference between Yodeyani Cain and Amenas Cain? So that's Sugis of Hasra. We're not learning those Sugis now. But the point is, if he says And only if he says that, he's going to be chayiv. What do you see from here? You see from here that you do need Kabbalah Sastra. So this is not a name of Misayele. This is a Toshma. That's a kash on Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that a Roydev doesn't need Asra. Look how you see a Mefurish of Raisa that you do need Asra. So the Gemara is going to say two terutz. And first there it says, Loi Tzricha, Dekoy Betray Ivri Denahara. It's talking about with this Roydev was on the other side of the river. The point is, the loy motzi atzule. You have no way of saving him. Meaning, you're not giving him asra because you want to kill him. You can't kill him. You have no ability to kill him. He's on the other side of the river. You have no means of killing him. My ikka, what do you want to do? The boy is through the Medina. You want to later bring him to Bezdin. So really, this asra is not hasra, you're a roidif. It's hasra, you're about to be a reitzeich. And I'm letting you know right now, I'm an aid. I'm going to take you to Bezdin. You're going to end up getting killed by Bezdin. Oh, Beidina by Yasra. Bezdin for sure needs Yasra. So it's not a right roidif by Yasra, because we're talking about a regular reitzeich. Iba Yisrael, the Gemara says, Omar, Rafuna, Rafuna will tell you, I know the Amri, Ketana de Machteris to Omar, Machtartoi, Zui Yasra. See, maybe this is a kasha. Maybe you see from here that a roidif what? That a roidif needs Yasra. Ah, it's a kasha on me, Rafuna Damoira. How could I hold roidif ain't Sarah Hasra? I have a Tana de Messayeli. You know who said roidif ain't Sarah Hasra? It was one of the two brises that explained why the Torah singled out Machteris. If it's true for Gagi Chatzer v'Karfifa, so why do you say it by Machteris? Machtarto is Uyasrosi. To teach me that when you're above a Machteris, you're a Roidev. And if you're a regular bona fide Roidev, then what? Ain't Tzarech Hasra. So I have a Tana already that holds Roidev ain't Tzarech Hasra. The bottom line is, Rav Huna held Roidev ain't Tzarech Hasra. What does it have to do with Baba Machteris? Because the Maskana, Rav Huna is really coming from one of the brises that explained that the reason the Torah singled out the Baba Machteris, even though from the fact that it says Yimotze Haganov, we know it's not exclusively true for the Baba Machteres, it's true in all situations. So why the Torah single out the Baba Machteres? Again, two brises, but according to one brise is to teach me Machtartoi Zuhi Hasra. Also, that is a makar that the Baba Machteres is Ein Tzarech Hasra. It's a makar that Roidev Ein Tzarech Hasra, and this was really the source to Rav Huna's Grois Nahalach. So as it relates to raid, just want to end with one very, very chikava thing that I came across, and that is, so on Amud Aleph, the Gemara discussed in detail the sugya of Baba Machteres. Right, Baba Machteres is a parsha in the Torah. It's daf here in Shas and Hedrin Ayin Beis, but it's also a sugya. The sugya of Baba Machteres is Kam Libid Rabbi Minei. The sugya of Baba Machteres is understanding Kinyan Ignevi, Kinyan Igzelo. The sugya of Baba Machteres is Tavr Veshasi, it's the Ktsoyis, the Marcheshes, and all the yeshivish arrayed that Mefursim in Koisle Beis HaMedrash. One of the chedushim that emerges from Baba Machteres is Rav's Halacha. Baba Machteres, v'nota kelim, v'yotza potter. My time of bedavim kanina. So we mentioned in the course of the daf that Rebbe Chanan and Kaivet Shiurim and Berek Meruba, he mutches. What does it mean bedavim kanina? He has no havana. We heard of kinyan meshicha. We heard of kinyan agba, kinyan chotzer, kinyan agav, maimet shloshtam, kinyan chalipin. What does it mean bedavim kanina? Because the person was chayiv misa at the time that he was Baba Machteres, so that somehow creates some form of kinyan that now if he steals, he's going to be potter from his chiyav hashava. So we said, Rabbi Chanan said, that avada bedamim kaninu doesn't mean that the kinyan is the damim. It just doesn't even have any havana. What then does bedamim kaninu mean? It means that when a person steals, he does a kinyan. And that kinyan is a real kinyan. V'haraya ganev and a gazon achayv enoitzen. And really, it would have been a full-fledged kinyan. The only reason it's not a full-fledged kinyan is because there's a chiyav, the heishav esakzeh asher gazal. The minute you remove the chiyav hashava, then all of a sudden, that reverts into being a full-fledged kinyan. That's the way every kinyan Geneva works. Says Rabbi Chanan, this person that was Baba Machteres, Betzah made a kinyan. And if that's the case, he should be koina. Narvos is a chiyav hashava. Komle b'derabe b'nei. Baba Machteres says that there's no chiyav hashava. And height that there's no chiyav hashava. So memela, it's going to be yours based on the original kinyan they made. And Rabbi Chanan said, this is how shinui koina works. And a shinui koina of Hagoyz Aleitzim fame. And Rav's memra of Bedavim Koninu of Perik Ben Sayru Meirafein Arilu Hainu Hach Hach Haina. It's the same Yisoid. Because really a Ganav and a Gazlin make a Kinyan when they steal. There's a Chiyav the Heshiv that doesn't allow that Kinyan to be fully realized. To the extent that the Chiyav the Heshiv is removed either via a Shinu Koina or via a Kamle B'derabimene, so at that point it's Hadar Dina that it's a regular Kinyan, and if it's a regular Kinyan, Therefore, bedamim kaninu, and therefore, shinu kain. So I saw in the Margolis Sayan, right here on our Gemara, in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, he says as follows. I'm just reading his words. It's, ois yudalet, uba'achas meharza oisai, hisbarti inyan yish kaina. I explained the inyan of yish kaina, and the flip side of that, which is bedamim kaninu. And he writes that, Ure'e, take a look. Ashehevi b'shmi, yedidi harav agoyin, Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg, b'sifrei Hilchas Medina, chelik beis, amid reish mem, and amid reish mem aleph, ula asher heir al-dvarai, hagoyin Rab Tzvi Pesach Frank, shom b'roish ha-sefer, amid beis. This is what the Margolis Yam writes. So it just so happens, I have the Sefer Hilchas Medina, which was written by Hagoyin Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg. So just a little bit of context. Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg was the Baal Tzitz Eliezer. And he wrote, he'd do a volume after volume after volume after volume of tshuvas. He was one of the greatest meshivim who sat on the greatest batei dinim in Yerushalayim and in Eretz Yisrael, befrat in all medical-related issues. We mentioned earlier some of the abortion raid bites. He's the Mara Deshmaitz and that sugya, and really many, many medical-related areas. But unbeknownst to many, he wrote other svarim as well. And one of the svarim that he wrote was called Hilchas Medina. Now, what is the topic of Hilchas Medina? Kishma kachi. And he wrote it around the time of the establishment of the Medina. And it was basically, if the Medina is going to conduct itself, al pi mishpatei haTorah, I'm laying out the guidelines of how it should happen. He wrote three volumes, and kiyadua, there were other Rav HaRoshis and other Gedolei Yisrael that opined in this inyan. It's a very, very fat sefer. Tzitz Eliezer was a Mayan HaMeskaber, and this has that midah of Mayan HaMeskaber in the sefer. It's actually three volumes, and in the middle of Chelik Beis, it's in page Reish Mem, Reish Mem Aleph, he's discussing the idea that if there's a war, and now you have Chayalim that go and they take over an area, they take over a region. So here's the question. The question is, do they have a right to keep whatever it is they just conquered or not? Right? So you're a paratrooper for some militaire. And now all of a sudden you're conquering a certain land and you just took over somebody's house. You killed everybody that lives there, noshim anoshim v'taf, and now you have access or you move them to another zone, right? So the question is, do you get to keep now what's there or do you not get to keep? That's what's going on over here. And the emes is like this. We all know it's a sugya mesechtes gittin, daf lamed chesem et aleph. It's a yeshivish sugya, a perek hasheleach, where the Gemara says, amoinu moyav tiaroi besichin, right? What's the sugya? The Yidden were told, al totzer is moyav, right? They weren't allowed to chepa with amoin. They weren't allowed to chepa with moyav. Stating that when they conquered Sichon, they were allowed to take the spoils that Sichon had taken from Amon Umayyav. And the reason is because Amon Umayyav tira b'sichon. Because once Sichon conquered from Amon Umayyav, so now it's Sichon. And as it relates to the Yidden taking from Sichon, that's already not something that's not okay. And it's before in that sukya, again, gittin lamed ches, that there's some sort of inyan, that if the Yidden are fighting and they're conquering, they're allowed to take what they, meaning Sichon was allowed to conquer from Amon Umayyav, and the Yidden are allowed to conquer from Sichon, there's some chayshem mishpat play, there's something that's going on over here. That means is, in the sugya of Amon Umayyav tira b'sichon, and what's known in the yeshivas as the kinyan of kibush mochama, the maramakim is the dvar avram, the kovni rav Hashem yimkam damai, has a very famous simon on this where he goes through understanding the lumdus of exactly how this works. So this is what's going on in the Sefer Hilchas Medina from Ab Waldenberg. So he brings like this: v'yedid nafshi hagoyin rabruvim argolia shlita sirteit v'kasav li b'hagdaris hakinyan shel shalom mochama kidvarim ha'ela. And Rabbi Reuven Margolis told him like this. He said, we know there's a concept of yish, right? Somebody owns, somebody is miyayish, yish kind. You have yish by Aveden, Eilu Metzias. You have yish by Gnevin Gzela, and Parak Meruva. Right, there's something called yish. What's yish? Yish is the pshat. I own something, but I give up on it. I'm nesalik myself from it. When you give up on something, you relinquish your rights to it, and it's not yours anymore. Right? The Rishonim Mucha, how does Yish work? Taisa says Hefka, but it's not really Hefka. We know that because it doesn't follow the Mishpatei and the Gedarim of Hefka. There's an institution called Yish. Yish means that when you give up hope on something, it's not yours anymore. Said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, Kedarki Bakoidish, he said, I think the flip side is also true. When somebody is moisen nefesh for something, when someone's moisen nefesh for something, he acquires that thing. Just like when you're miyayish from something, you relinquish it. When you're Maisa Nefesh for something, you acquire. Now, you can have, how do you acquire something by being Maisa Nefesh? How do you relinquish something by being Miyayish? It's the flip side of the same coin. And just like when you're Miyayish, I give up, I have no interest in this. It's not yours. If it's Fakert, I'm so interested in it. I'm going to be Maisa Nefesh for it. I'll put my life at risk for it. Well, in that case, you're actually going to acquire it. He says, Afal Pisha Ein Raya L'Dover. Zeichel Adover, there's a Shmois Rabba, and this is in Parshas Mishpatim, it's Parshas Lamed Dalet. The Eilah Mishpatim, Shloisha Dvorim Nosan Moshe Nafshe Aleh. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nefesh for, the Nikru Al Shmoi, and they became his. The Elohim Yisrael, the Hatur V'Adinim. That because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nefesh for those three things, so those three things literally became his. So I'll just read to you an excerpt from the quote that Rav Waldenberg reads from Reuven Margolis, being marchiv on this inyan. And this is, as they say, classic. He says, "Kishahitira Toira lekichas yifas toya b'melchama." And the Toira was matter taking yifas toya. Chodru Rabbi Seinu lerucha v'namku. Right, the Chum didn't understand why you had to take yifas toya. It's something that's ordinarily awesome. So why all of a sudden did it become mutter? So they said, "Like Amr Toira elikeneged yitzahar." Right, mutav sheyoychlu basa temusayis shchutayis val yoychlu basa temusayis nevelis. Right, a little bit Ben Soiru Mer vibes, but that's the Indian. Right, why do it beisser if you could do it beheter? But oid. Now, says Rabbi Margolis, "Asher lekicha shlal ha'oyev lehuva keheter shehuchrchu lahaskem imoy kim kedavish yesh leitamid by kinyan." But when it comes to the same soldier going and taking the money of this person, there's no mention anywhere of it having to come on to any form of heter. Meaning, it sounds like that's a real bona fide thing. You have every schus and every right to take it. Kasher birech Yaakov Avinu eshiftei ka ish nashak kibrchasei hine etzel bracha le binyamin. What did he say? Baboycha yoychel ad ula erev yichalik shalo. It says, right, this is like mutter. It's not dibra Torah connected. No, this is something you're allowed to do. He goes right to Bilmechemes Midyan. By the war against Midyan, Lokhu is kol hashalol. They took everything. And based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, they split half of it between the people that went to fight and the rest of Klai Yisrael got the other half. The harimu, and then they gave truma. Echad mechamish meyos truma sashem lalazar akoyin. Va'achuz echad min achamishim lelevim shayim mishmeres mishken Hashem. V'gabi mois David ushloima hiktishu min ashalo lechazik beis Hashem. There's a story. Divri ayomim aleph peruchav vav pasichav zayin. Look it up. We're in the times of David and Shloima. They went and they had shalol and they were makdishim for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ubemochemes asa zovchu laHashem min ashalol. They actually brought karbonos from the shalol. Bakosh. This is also in Divrei Ayomim Aleph Perik Tezvav Pasik Tezayin. Now, if there was some elephant Shalikidin over here, there's no way this could have ever happened. So says Rabbi Markolis, a person who's a soldier and he's fighting a war, yesh kinyan berechush hanichbash, he has a real kinyan in the thing that he takes. Dugma sheshoninu b'sanhedrin ayim beizom et aleph. Omar Rav, hababim achteres, v'not al keimu v'yotzapata, my timer, bold letters, b'domim koninu. Bidamim koninu. Amar Rav, mistabrin milsa the rabbi sheshiba the lesnu. I will not down loy. Oba valikim amar Rav, afilu not the vachulu. Royan anachnu. Shedova shadam moise nafshe yolav yesh loy by kinyin. That's what it means, bidamim koninu. Because you are moise, you're dam. You are moise, you're nefesh for this inyin. Memele you coin it. He says, vikashe yiyush koina. And just like you find yiyush is koina, shemadam asiach daitai. Umisiyayish me eze dobe sheberchushai. Ha yiyush hazeh poil she yifkas chus. And then he says something that only Rabbi Margolis could say. Right? There's always a punchline. Here's the punchline. He says, take a look at Perek Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Dalet. Again, it's not fear when you know Nach like this. But if you take a look in Perek Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk, it's an unfair advantage, right? So the Pasuk says like this. Oysef Shlalchem, Oysef Achosa. Upirshu B'san Hedjin Sadik Dalet Amid Beis. Amidam Navad Yisrael. Isfu Shlalchem. The Navi, Yeshaya, told Klai Yisrael, this was after the war against Sancheriv. Sancheriv is the Melech Hashem, and he fights against the Jews, and the Jews defeat. And now all of a sudden you have the Shul. So the Navi said, take the Shul. Amrulai says, what should we do with it? Lavois? Should we destroy it? Eilechalik? Or we can distribute it. Amrulam, so he told him, Ka'isif Achosel. You should gather it the way the grasshoppers gather. Ma'isif Achosel, Kol Echad Echal Atzmai. Everyone just takes what they want. Av Shlalchem, Kol Echad Echal Atzmai. Everybody can take what they want. Freit Rab Ruvei Margolis. What's going on over here? This is the first war. They asked the Navi, what do we do with the Shalal? Go through all the wars that they had up until that time. All the wars of Kufas Kedumois. All the previous wars, they gave up their lives to fight the war. So you have the Baba Machteris, who's Bedamim Koninu. But over here, it all happened with Derech Neis. Right? We know the incredible miracle that happened by Sancheriv. And Vayibachatzi Alaylo, right? So because of this incredible miracle, so Kumtais, that over here, it was different. It was no Bedamim Koninu, so they weren't sure. Do we get to keep the Shalal or do we not? Listen to this. Ubimachemis Yerichai. Remember what happened by Milchemis Yerichai? So what happened by Yerichai? The walls fell down. Shenofla Hachoyma B'derech Nes. The wall fell down B'derech Nes. What did Yeshua ben Nun say? Be'emis Hichrim Yeshua Sashalol. He said, no one's allowed to take the Shalol. What do you mean? It's ours. We have a schus. No, but like Hifsit Bazem Amoyim Shal Yisrael, he actually wasn't being mafsid anything. Because they had no kinyan in it. Because the kinyan comes from the Mesiris Nefesh. And being that they never even had to fight the war, the wall just came down. That's why Dafka by Yeshua, you find this kinyan over here. Abu Basan Cheirev, read it inside. This is what Rav Waldenberg brings from Rav Reuven Margolis. Either way, Margolis doesn't even bring it. It's amazing. I don't know. If I was writing a sefer that's like 2,000 pages on Sanhedrin, I would have brought the shtickle. He just says, I am what I wrote over there. It's amazing, right? But this is his ha'ara, and the way he explains these two times in Nach, where you find there was a miracle that happened, mamash shaloi kederech hatema, that's why all of a sudden there's a sugya. You're allowed to take the shol. You're not allowed to take the shol. They ask Yeshaya, Yeshua ben Nun said lahedya, anyone that's going to take it, this is going to be a cherem. Again, it's a very big chiddush, the svara. I acknowledge that and understand that. But Rav Reuven Berav Chachmasa, he deherd the svara. This is, again, just very, very thought-provoking. Now, in the piece here in Masech de Sanhedrin, he says, take a look in the Mavi of the Sefer where Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote. So if you look at the Mavi in the Sefer, and if you have one of the newer versions, I don't know how new this is, but newer, this is Tovshin Samech Zayin, it's in the Mavli of Chelik Beis, it's page 22. So after Rav Waldenberg wrote the Sefer, he gave it to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank for Haskama. And Rav Tzvi Pesach gave him Haskama. Incidentally, if you want to know why Rav Waldenberg wrote it, you have to go through the Hakdama to the Sefer. It's actually very, very interesting. Al Zen Nemar, Ayin Sham. But Rav Tzvi Pesach, he gave him a Haskama, and he even leafed through the Sefer, and he wrote down a few Ha'aris. One of the Ha'aris that he wrote on was on Rav Reuven Margolis' Ha'aris. Listen to what he says. Uba'amad Reish Mem Aleph, Mevi B'Shem Yedidenu Hagoyin Rav Reuven Margolis. Shmak Aloshen. This is Rav Hersh Pesach talking. He brings from Yedidenu, Unzere Guti Yedid, Unzere Chaver. But either way, he says that he wanted to say pshat and bedamim koninu is because just like Yirush is kind of to relinquish, so too if you're mice and nefesh, you're going to acquire it. So he says, his lashon over here is that as it relates to this svara, hine kan kirei v'sar rechoikim, yishmak lashon. He says he was makarev de rechoik, ki loy matzinu shemesiris nefesh al mamon she'ine shaloy zeh oisa kingin. He says, he's my yedid, but I don't hear the svara. I'm sorry. I don't know what he's talking about. He says, what does it mean So without quoting Rabbi Chanan, Rav Hersh Pesach, as you would expect, he says Rabbi Chanan's love this. He says Bedamim Koninu means you kind of with the Kinyan Igneva. Narvas is a Chiyav Hashava. Come Rabbi Dinamimine removes the Chiyav Hashava. There's no Chiyav Hashava in the middle of your Koinu. You're not kind of Bedamim Koninu. He says it's Pashit. He says you want to know why Bedamim Koninu? That's Rabbi Chanan. And then he says you want to know why there's a Kinyan called Kibush Muhammad? That's the Kovner Rav. That's the Dvar Avram. All the Yeshivish Arayt, like you would expect. Again, this is a very, very unique out of the box mahalach from Agoyin Rav Reuven Margolis. Either way, Yedidenu, just for that shprach alone, it was kedai to speak this out. But regardless, again, just very, very thought-provoking, and we're going to stop here.